We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Giluach, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Gimel. We were discussing the significance of a beard and payas, and Rav Nosson Zal is tying it into chapter 21 in the first half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal spoke about being zeiche to new moichin, new sechel. And Rabbeinu Zal there prescribed two things that are needed. One was tzaoka, screaming to Hashem, by which a person creates the moichin. But at that point, once they're created, they're not yet inside the person's head. They're in a state of makif, outside. When a person wants to bring the moichin from makif into pnim, to bring it inside, Rabbeinu Zal said, in order to do that, you need to work on perfecting the Shivas Haneirois, the seven openings of the head, the eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. And Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likutei Moran that these two, the screaming versus the Shivas Haneirois, correspond to the screaming corresponds to Hashem's name Elohim, which is Gevura, Midas Hadin, and the working on the Shivas Haneirois is something much more quiet, like oil. When you pour oil, it doesn't make any noise. It's very smooth. When you pour wine, it makes that sound that it makes noise. The Zohar Kodesh says, Yayin la'arma kolo, wine is to raise your voice, and shemen is the opposite. Oil is very quiet. Representing these two avoidas that were mentioned in this Torah, the screaming to open up the moyach, to give birth to the moichin, to create the moichin, and the second one, working on the Shiva Saneirois, which is purifying the neshama, purifying oneself to be able to receive these moichin inside the head. And Rav Nosson Zal started connecting the beard and payas to those two items. He said that payas bigimatria 86, which is Elohim, and the beard represents the working on the Shiva Saneirois, because the Shiva Saneirois are all around the beard area. Now we continue, paragraph Gimel. V'alkein ha-peyois gedelim gam eitzel ha-tinoik, aval ha-zokon eino yoitze ad yemei gadlusoi. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why even a baby, a small child, can grow peyos, but a beard only comes at a later state of maturity. Ki ha-tinoik bimei katnusoi, oz kemoi shehu godel, kemoi ken gedelim ha-moichin imoi. Shemishom kol chiyusoi, because a baby, in its youth, as it's growing, its moichin is growing with it, which is its source of spiritual life. Ki oz yoytze mi moichin de ibur lemoichin de anika, because when a baby is born, that's when it leaves the stage of ibur, when it was inside its mother's womb, when the mother was pregnant. And it's going out to the stage of moichin dianika, a second level of moichin, which is referred to during the nursing process. The Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah, talk about different stages in the development of seichel. Stage one is ibur, when the seichel is not visible at all. Like a woman who's pregnant, the baby is inside, not visible at all, but it's starting to happen. It's being born, it's being created. Then comes Leda. After Ibor, there's a Leda, there's a birth. Then there's Yanika, then there's nursing, and so on and so forth. So now Rav Nosson Zal says that when the baby is, as the baby is starting to develop, the moichin are coming forth and growing, mibchinas Ibor lebchinas Leda. And it's going, the first stage is it's going from pregnancy to birth. Ki oz yoytze mi moichin de ibur la moichin de nika. That's when the child goes from the stage of moichin de ibur to moichin of yinika. V'alkein oz yoytznu gedelen etzloi sarois hapeis. And that's why at that stage in the baby's life, the hair of the peis is growing already. Shehein b'chinas hoylodas hamoichin mi b'chinas ibur la b'chinas leida. They reflect this advancement going from Ibor to Leda, going from pregnancy where the child was completely concealed, where the moichin are completely concealed, to Leda birth, where the child comes out already and is visible. Shemishom nimshochin saros ha-peis kanal. That's where the hairs of the peis come from. Aval hazokon einoi gotel kiim bimegat lusoi. Whereas the beard, that only grows when the baby is at a much, when the child is at a much later stage of maturity, in the teenage, late teenage years usually. Ki lahachnis hamakifin lifnim, sheze ikar shleimos das odom, because that process of taking the moichin that were born or created and being able to bring them inside your head, to change them from makifim to pnimim, ze einoi zeiche kiim bimei gadlusai. That he's only able to, that a person can only accomplish once he's older a little bit. V'alkein oz godel hazokon etzloi. And that's why it's at that stage that the beard starts growing. Paragraph Dalid, V'alkein hasoris einloi zokon. This is why you'll understand also that a person who is sterile, a person who can't have children, chas v'shalom, soris, sterile, does not grow a beard. Ki mavoir b'hatoy ranal, because Rabbein Ezal explains over there in Torah Chaf Aleph, she'ikr mitzvas hoylodas habonim hu kedei lahashir achrov brocha, that the main reason for giving birth to children is to leave a blessing in the world after the person leaves, to leave something behind. Lahamshich al yodom oyer haponim, so that those children that are living in the world, they also have the ability to draw the oyer haponim of Hashem into the world and upon themselves. Shehu bechinas hasogas hamakifin. A way of paraphrasing oyer haponim is hasogas hamakifin, this ability to learn new things, to understand things that I didn't understand before. Shehu lodas ulahakiras habiris broshmoi, of which the most important thing is to get to understand and know Hashem and have complete awareness of Hashem on my level. Shezer hadas hakodosh tzrichin lahamshich midor ledor miov leben. It's this understanding, this realization of the existence of Hashem and how important Hashem's role is in the world and to each and every one of us personally, this is what we have to pass down from generation to generation, from father to son. As the pasuk says, Ov lebonim yoidia el amitecho. The father to his children will pass on, will enlighten them of your truth, Hashem. Ki yefsher lahamshichoi bedoyer echod, because it's impossible to complete the process of bringing awareness of Hashem into the world in one generation. Ukemuvan b'mashem avur shom alinyan yibum v'chalitza, as Rabbein Ezal explains over there in Torah Chaf Aleph, when he discusses the mitzvah of yibum and chalitza, that if a person, rachmon l'tzlan, leaves the world without having any children, and they have brothers, there's an obligation on the brothers to marry the wife of the brother who passed away, to make yibum or chalitza, in order to continue this process of this hamshochas oyer haponim, by them bringing a child into the world that'll be named for the brother that passed away, they're affecting a continuity of this hamshochas oyer haponim, of this has a makifin. Sheikar hapegam shelameis b'loy bonim hu al sheloy zocho lahashir bonim sheyamshichu sechel hamakif. Kemoy shemavur shom ayin shom. Rabbein Ezal explains over there that the main problem if a person leaves the world without children is the fact that there isn't anyone to be able to draw this sechel hamakif. V'yalkein hasoris she'einoy zoche lebonim, einloy zokon. And it's for this reason that a person who's sterile and cannot have children. They don't grow a beard. They don't have a beard. Ki einoi zoiche lahamshocha samakifin. Because that person is not zoiche to be involved in this process of understanding, of drawing the makifin. Shehein bechinas zokon, which we said are associated with the beard. Shehein bechinas hoilot asabonim. And that's what bringing children into the world is all about. It's about hamshochas makifin. Each new person that comes into the world is a new factory of this process of hamshochas makifin.